From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The most powerful typhoon to hit the southern Chinese region in more than half a century has left at least 12 people dead as a sudden deluge of swamped the gaming hub of Macau, submerging streets and stranding residents. Macau said 8 people were killed in the former Portuguese colony, including 2 men found overnight in a parking garage, another 153 injured. American Bill Ademic describes Hong Kong.
It looks like some garbage and some things misplaced, but yeah, it's open for business, so it seems pretty good.
The weekend storm now continues towards China's Guangxi region. Police in a Dutch port city of Rotterdam detained the driver of a van with Spanish license plates and a number of gas tanks inside after a concert was canceled Wednesday following a terror threat. Rotterdam Mayor Ahmed Aboutaleb said the van's driver was being questioned because police saw it driving back and forth several times and had a Spanish license plate. Military explosives experts are deployed to examine the van. Friday, Thailand's Supreme Court is expected to release its verdict on former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. She's accused of criminal negligence and implementing a rice subsidy program that is estimated to have cost the government as much as $17 billion, and if found guilty, she faces 10 years in prison. Supporters are expected to appear outside the courthouse to show support for Yingluck, but Thai authorities have threatened legal action against anyone planning to transport her supporters to the scene. This is VOA News.